finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
We have a successful launch.
Good.
Mr. President, my government has alerted me of the nuclear weapon heading toward my country.
Yeah, that's correct, Mr. Ambassador. We've made good on our threat.
We've identified a general in our central command, General Muammar Habib, who has also been in contact with Fayyad. He's been helping orchestrate the attacks on your country.
I really hope protecting this man was worth pushing us to the brink of World War III.
I've never found pharmaceutical torture all that effective.
I have.
This is supposed to frighten me. You're wasting your time. I want to tell you a thing.
Watch out!
Staged a fake rescue of Fayyad by CTU agents posing as members of a terrorist cell with loyalties to Habib.
He wants us to help you rendezvous with your men.
Where do you want us to take you?
If you take your orders from General Habib, as I do, how is it I've never heard of you?
Fayyad's gone.
Jamal's still alive. Stay with him. Call in a medic.
On it. CTU, the bombs are secure. Hello?
Jack. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Audrey.
Help me, Jack.
Hello, Mr. Bauer.
Yes, Ms. Reigns is alive. If you wish her to remain that way, you will call me back in 10 minutes. If you make any attempt to find our location, she dies.
Chang!
The following takes place between 11 p.m. and 12 a.m.
As Fayyad's corpse is wheeled out, Jack receives a jab.
Agent Bauer, you really do need to get to a hospital. But I understand the circumstances. At least this will help you with the pain.
Thank you.
Jack rolls down his sleeve and gets painfully to his feet. He walks away.
Hey, Jack. So the Marines, they're going to secure the nukes and prepare them for transport. They're calling the shots now.
Military's taking over?
Yeah, according to presidential order. I guess DOD doesn't want CTU in charge anymore. So Buchanan, he wants you to call him as soon as the nukes are ready for transport to a nest facility.
Can you handle that for me?
Sure.
Jack slips a cell phone from a table into his pocket.
Jack.
What?
I know you've been through hell. Not just today, but the last couple of years. And I just wanted to thank you for what you did today. Because it could have ended a hell of a lot worse. And it would have if you weren't here.
I appreciate that. Excuse me.
Jack slips away from the bustle of the scene and opens a metal gate into some kind of side alley. Looking over his shoulder to make sure he's not observed, he pulls out the mobile he has just commandeered and slides down the wall as he dials out. Audrey sits ashen-faced in a bleak warehouse. The Chinese man, whom Jack referred to as Cheng, answers.
Yes.
This is Bauer. Let me speak to Audrey.
You've already spoken to her.
I want to make sure she's all right.
Her well-being is entirely up to you, Mr. Bauer. Everyone has given up on you, everyone, except for Miss Reigns. Over the objections of your government, her family, her friends, she came to Beijing just to find you. Since you proved to be an uncooperative prisoner, we felt she would be an asset we might be able to exploit one day. And that day is here.
I'll hand myself over to you. Tell me where.
A man who won't break is of no use to us. But the Russian suitcase nukes you captured.
Why? Your country has the technology to build those weapons.
It's not the weapons themselves we're interested in. What we want is the component from the triggering mechanism. It contains prototype algorithm, old enough to be free of any modern decryption safeguards. With it, we will have access to virtually all Russian defense technology. It's a simple exchange. You give me the component, I give you Audrey. If you refuse, I kill her.
The Russians will know that we supplied you with the algorithm. You would be starting World War III.
I suggest we leave that to the diplomats to sort out.
Even if I wanted to. The bombs are under military control. I couldn't get anywhere near them.
You'll find a way.
If I'm going to agree to this, I want to speak to Audrey now.
Very well. Speak to him.
Audrey accepts the phone almost fearfully from Cheng.
Jack.
Audrey. Are you all right? Did they hurt you?
No. Jack, I'm sorry.
You have nothing to be sorry for. The only thing that's important is that you're alive. I know what they're asking for. I can handle it. I promise you I'm gonna get you out of there. Just don't be frightened.
You have 1 hour to call this number when you're ready to make the exchange.
An hour's not going to give me enough time. Cheng. Cheng.
Cheng has brusquely hung up. Audrey's eyes are filled with painful bewilderment. 11:06. Jack heads back along the alley and peers around the corner at the agents, troops and forensics guys on the scene. He withdraws into the shadows. Tom Lennox knocks on the glass door of the president's office.
You know, you really should work for medical, sir. Come on. At least they can monitor you there.
I'm fine, Tom.
I don't think that you are, sir. And neither does Dr. Weldon.
Putting myself under medical supervision might give the vice president yet another pretext to try and take a run at my job.
You don't need to worry about that, sir.
What exactly do you have on Vice President Daniels?
Tom paces and then turns reluctantly to Palmer.
I have the truth, sir.
Well, now is the time that I need to know what that is.
It is a tape recording of Vice President Daniels conspiring with Lisa Miller to commit perjury at your competency hearing.
I'd love to hear that as soon as possible.
Mr. President, Tom, I have good news. CTU has recovered the two remaining suitcases.
When?
Just a few minutes ago. I just got off the phone with Bill. He's waiting to brief you as soon as you're ready.
What about Fayette?
He and his men were killed during the assault.
Then it's over.
Well, it certainly seems so, sir. Congratulations.
The American people should know. And I want to tell them that we're no longer at risk of a nuclear attack.
I'll have the press corps down here in 30 minutes.
No, Karen. We're going to do this from upstairs, in the press room.
Shouldn't we wait for clearance from Secret Service?
No, Tom. There's no need for any of us to be hiding underground for a minute longer. Inform Secret Service that we'll be leaving the bunker and returning to the Oval Office.
Yes, sir.
Morris is coordinating with the Marines Technical Escort Unit to transfer the bombs to a nest facility. Now that they've taken custody, I'd like you all to submit your briefings to the respective department heads. I'd like to share my pride in the work that you've all done. We were hit hard, but not one of you gave up. You've done excellent work today. Work that resulted...
Hey, it's me.
Jack, you did it.
Only listen to me. I need your help.
Well, can it wait? We're just transferring the bombs and doing cleanup.
No, I can't.
What is it?
Chloe Audrey's still alive.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. I just talked to her. The Chinese faked her car accident. They've been holding her a prisoner since she was in Beijing, trying to find me.
Oh, my God. We have to tell Mr. Buchanan.
He'll never go along with it.
Go along with what?
The Chinese want to exchange Audrey for an FB sub-circuit board from one of the nukes. It'll give them complete access to Russian defense technology. I want you to help me retrieve one of those circuit boards.
Jack, we both know that if we do this, it will create an international situation big time.
Chloe, I know. I promise I will do whatever I have to stop the Chinese from getting that circuit board. But right now, I need you to get me the schematics for those bombs.
Those files aren't on my system. They were reclassified when DOD took possession of the suitcase nuke you disarmed.
Then you're gonna have to figure out a way to get them, because without those schematics, I won't know what I'm looking for.
Yes, I understand, but I don't know how I can do this.
Chloe, Audrey's life is at stake. Think. I realize you've all been at
this today for at least 18 hours. Wait. Morris.
He had to file a report with DOD about the work he did on the nukes. It contained a revised schematic. It might still be on his hard drive.
Can you access it?
Only directly from his terminal.
Chloe, please. Do it.
Chloe glances towards Morris, who stands among the team listening to Buchanan, then goes to his terminal.
Where do you want me to send it?
To the cell phone that I'm calling you from. Use the secure line Alpha 539.
Hold on. It's here. The file's coming up. I'm sending it to your screen. Stand by.
Copy that. Chloe, I don't see anything.
It needs to load before it sends. There's still 30% to go. Damn it.
What?
Morris is coming back to his station.
Hurry.
There's nothing I can do. I need to log out now. He's here.
No, Chloe, wait.
Jack.
I got it.
11:11, end of part one. Part two, 11:15. Morris picks up his phone and glances across at Audrey. Back in the Oval Office, Wayne Palmer picks up a framed photo of his brother David smiling confidently. Wayne gazes raptly at the iconic image.
Yes.
Mr. President, Vice President Daniels is here.
Send him in?
Yes, sir.
Daniels, seeming a shade less bullish than normal, enters the hallowed office and looks almost apologetically at Palmer.
Noah. Please sit. Listen, I want to begin by expressing my gratitude to you for a lesson well learned.
I'm not sure what you mean by that, Mr. President.
I still believe attacking Abu Fayyad's country with a nuclear weapon would have been a serious mistake. No, I'm not going to lie to you about that. But if you hadn't put that option on the table in the first place, I never would have gone as far as I did, and the bombs might still be out there. That being said, I think we would both agree that our relationship has always been a marriage of convenience, a way to strengthen the ticket, rather than a case of us actually seeing eye to eye on pretty much anything. And now that it's over, this crisis, it's become clear to me, Noah, that I just don't think it's possible for us to work together anymore.
Daniels' eyes narrow dangerously.
Excuse me.
I'm asking for your resignation.
How dare you? You don't have the right to ask for my resignation.
This isn't about what the Constitution says, Noah. It's about what's best for this country in a time of crisis.
How in the world do you figure that?
I can't lead effectively with you undermining me at every single opportunity that you may get. And let's be honest with each other. That's exactly what you would do if you stayed in place.
Mr. President, I refuse. Good night.
You don't want to walk out that door. Not like this. Otherwise, I may have to make this extremely unpleasant for you.
Now, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the recording that Tom Lennox has in his possession. That's what I'm talking about. Conspiracy to commit perjury? That's a serious offense. Now, I have to assume you'd rather resign than spend the rest of your life living with that kind of humiliation.
So is resorting to blackmail your idea of effective leadership?
If there is anything I've learned from you, Noah, it would be that sometimes it's necessary to apply a little brute force. I don't need your resignation immediately. Let's give the country a chance to take a breath after what happened today. Sometime in the next week will be just fine, Mr. Vice President.
Palmer crosses to the door and holds it open for Daniels. The Vice President glowers resentfully but has no choice but to walk out. Palmer pushes the door shut with evident satisfaction. At CTU.
Ness wants a flight path cleared to Edwards for 20 miles in each direction. Could you get back to me with confirmation? Thank you.
ETA in the helicopter that will transport the bombs is 15 minutes. You should distribute protocols to the Ness team.
I'm on that. That's odd.
What?
I think someone's hacked into my system.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Ever since what happened to Nadia, I installed a logging program to track any unauthorized access to my hard drive.
You did?
It's telling me that someone accessed my files 10 minutes ago and downloaded the updated schematics to those suitcase nukes. I'm calling security.
Wait, don't call security. I'm the one who hacked into your system.
Why would you do that?
I'll explain it to you in a little while.
Chloe hurries away across the operations floor. 11:20. Morris follows her, calmly but doggedly. He leans across the desk at which she is now sitting.
Explain it to me now.
I did it for Jack. Audrey Haynes is still alive. The Chinese are holding her hostage.
What?
They're gonna kill her unless Jack delivers an FB sub-circuit board from one of the bombs to them.
Chloe appears uncomfortable under Morris's incredulous gaze.
You've been to all the same briefings. The Russians have been trying to keep that technology out of Chinese hands for years.
I know.
Well, what are the Russians gonna say when they find out we just gave it to them?
It's not gonna get that far.
Well, how in the world do you know it's not gonna get that far?
Because Jack gave me his word.
I'm sorry, darling. I can't leave it at that.
Yes, you can.
The bombs that I reprogrammed for Fayed could have killed tens of thousands of people.
But that didn't happen.
I know what it felt like to think that I could have been responsible for each and every one of their deaths. I can't be involved with something that could easily end up starting a war.
It's not going to start a war because it's not going to get that far. Besides, this has nothing to do with you. I did it.
Yes, it does. Now that you've told me, it does. You have to tell Buchanan.
I can't.
Then you're forcing me to.
No.
I'm going to do it.
No.
I'm doing it.
Morris.
Morris stops in his tracks and turns towards Chloe. They stare at each other in silence. Chloe heads towards the steps up to Buchanan's office. She stops at the bottom and looks back towards Morris. He looks at her sympathetically but gravely. She turns and starts up the stairs as if mounting a scaffold. 11:22.
Reinforcements aren't necessary at this point. The military is guarding the bombs. The CTU SWAT team's standing by. They'll be en route soon.
Very good, sir. I'll notify everyone here.
All right, thank you. Where's it, Chloe?
Buchanan, I'm sorry, there's something that you need to know.
Jack clambers through a tangle of pipes and beams. He clutches a vertical metal pole and slides down to the floor of the warehouse in which sit the nukes under military guard. Jack clocks the bombs and then moves towards the guards.
You two, come with me.
Sir, this area is off limits.
I'm Agent Bauer. I was the man that was responsible for securing these nukes. I'm under a presidential order to remove the FB circuit board from one of these bombs, have it transferred back to CTU for immediate analysis. We don't have much time. This building has been compromised. Now open the gate.
Sir, no one is allowed in here.
Are you countermanding a presidential order? How dare you, Sergeant? Now you're wasting my time. What's your name? What's your name? I want your name, too. Now!
That's not necessary. Open the gate. Open the gate!
I want both of you to stand guard while I remove the circuit board. Come on!
The guards comply as Jack opens up one of the bombs. He opens the phone carrying the schematic and places it alongside for easy reference. He sets to unscrewing plates. he finally reveals the circuit boards. He carefully chooses and pulls out one of the boards.
Stand down, Jack!
I can't do that.
I won't say it again. Drop
Agent
it.
Doyle, I am following orders that exceed your security clearance.
Take him out!
Put your weapon down.
Take
or I
him now!
Secure him, he's under arrest.
Jack, concussed with a rifle butt, lies still. Doyle crosses to the bomb and picks up the circuit board. 11:29. Morris and Chloe sit in CTU. Jack, handcuffed, sits on the warehouse floor. He shakes his head to clear it and looks around.
Doyle, please, just listen to me.
Bill, we got Jack.
What'd he say?
Not much. I had to subdue him.
Let me talk to him.
Hold on. McCann wants to talk to you.
Bill.
Jack, Chloe just told me about Audrey and the Chinese. I can't let you give them the component.
I'm not going to. I only need to have it long enough for them to let her go. I was never going to let the Chinese keep it, Bill, I swear to you.
Whatever you have planned, Jack, I can't let you do it.
Bill, please. Right now, we're the only chance she's got.
I understand what Audrey means to you. I promise I will do everything in my power to get her back.
You didn't even know she was alive. Chang is going to make it impossible for us to ever find her again. We are her only hope, and you know it.
I don't know what to tell you, Jack, except let Doyle bring you back here and we'll work out a game plan.
Will you let me make one more call? I'm asking you as a friend.
Who do you want to talk to?
President Wayne Palmer.
I'll see if I can reach him. Let me talk to Doyle.
Yeah. He wants to talk to you.
Doyle.
Keep Jack in custody while I try to contact the president. I'll route the call through your cell.
Yes, sir, I understand. Get him up.
11:30. The guards get Jack to his feet.
White House sources have confirmed that terrorist leader Abu Fayyad is dead. The president has reportedly recovered from injuries sustained from the failed attempt on his life, and he is expected to make a statement shortly regarding unconfirmed.
Yes.
Mr. President, Bill Buchanan has Jack Bauer on the line.
White through House it, please.
Go ahead.
Please hold for the president.
Mr. President.
Excuse me. Mr. President.
Yes, Jack. Congratulations. Is everything still all right?
Yes, sir. The bombs are secure. But I'm calling because I want you to authorize a field operation.
For what purpose?
To save Audrey Raines.
What?
Mr. President, she's still alive. The Chinese have been holding her for the past few months. Now they're using her as a bargaining chip.
In exchange for what?
For an FB subcircuit board from one of the nukes. They say they'll release Audrey unharmed if I bring it to them.
It's my understanding, Jack, that component holds the key to Russian defense codes.
Yes, sir, I'm aware of that.
I'm sympathetic. I am. And I promise you that I will make available to you the full resources of this country to get Audrey back. But I hope you're not expecting me to authorize this exchange.
Not exactly.
Then what exactly?
Mr. President, I need the Chinese to believe that I am willing to go through with this exchange. I need to have that component on me. They're going to need to see it. As soon as I know that Audrey is free, I will destroy it.
And how can you guarantee that?
I'm asking you to trust me, Mr. President. I give you my word that that component will not end up in Chinese hands.
But if it does, the Russians, despite our peace accord, may take action against us for allowing it to happen. Now, under most circumstances, yes, your word would be sufficient. But in this case, Jack, I need to know details.
If I have to, I will destroy that circuit board with a concealed charge of C4.
An explosion of C4 would take out anything within 30 feet of it. You're gonna sacrifice yourself?
Yes, sir, if I have to.
Jack.
Mr. President, please. Please, I am begging you. Audrey Raines was willing to give up her life to save mine. I cannot and will not do anything less for her.
You're asking me to sign off on a probable suicide mission.
With all due respect, Mr. President, 16 hours ago, your people were willing to hand me over for dead, and I did not hesitate. Mr. President, you owe me.
And
you're sure this is the only way?
Yes.
All right, then.
I will not fail you, Mr. President.
I'll tell Bill to give you whatever you need. Now I'm gonna need confirmation that circuit board's been destroyed after Audrey's been released.
I'll have CTU embed a tracking device in the board. You'll have your confirmation.
Good luck, Jack.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yes, sir?
Let me speak with Bill Buchanan.
Right away.
11:34. End of part two.
Yes, sir, I understand. Get over here.
Jack casts a look at Doyle and moves across towards him. Doyle, as if resentful, begins unlocking Jack's cuffs.
What did he say?
Buchanan said the president signed off on this and to give you whatever help you needed.
I'm gonna need someone to help me with Audrey's extraction during the exchange. I want that to be you.
Fine. Where are you going to be?
The name of the Chinese agent that's holding Audrey is Cheng Jie. He's responsible for my interrogation and torture for almost 2 years in that Chinese prison. As soon as I get the signal from you that Audrey's safe, two things are going to happen. I'm going to destroy that circuit board, and Cheng Jie isn't going to make it out of here alive. So in answer to your question, where am I going to be? Wherever I have to. Let's go.
Chloe descends the steps from Buchanan's office. Her expression is grave as she crosses to her workstation. Morris comes across to her expectantly.
Are you going to tell me what happened?
The president agreed to Jack's plan.
The president's going to allow Jack to hand over a defense algorithm to the Chinese.
No, of course not. Jack will destroy the component as soon as he knows Audrey's safe. The Chinese will never get it.
And how is he going to manage that?
I don't know. I guess President Palmer trusts him.
Telling Buchanan was the right thing to do. You know it was.
It doesn't matter. You should have trusted me.
Trusted you? You're the one that broke into my system.
That's because I didn't think you'd back me up. Obviously, I was right.
So you're going to hold this over my head now, are you?
Yeah, for a long time.
For how long? Could you give me an estimate?
I'll get back to you.
Chloe leaves Morris standing there looking glum.
Nadia. Doyle's on line three. Ready to lock in on the tracker frequency.
This is Nadia.
It's me. The tracker's online. The frequency marker is Alpha 1793.
Signal's good. You're on the grid.
Copy. Jack and I are getting ready to move out.
Jack phones out.
Yes?
I have the circuit board. Where am I going?
Get on the 180 and head north. Get off the first exit after mile marker 49. I will give you further instructions when you've exited.
I got it.
You have a half an hour. I don't think I need to remind you what would happen if you're late.
I understand.
11:41.
CTU has the signal. They're monitoring the device.
We're set. Let's go.
Jack, you're taking a hell of a risk. If this goes sour, it could start a firestorm. And for what?
If you were in my shoes, you wouldn't do the same thing.
Look, I don't mix relationships with my job. Whatever you had with this woman, I hope it's worth it.
This isn't about what I had with a woman. Her name is Audrey Raines. She served this country with honor. We owe her. So get in the truck.
Doyle appears slightly chastened, but still doubtful. The pair climb into an SUV. Vice President Daniels sits agonizing over an official-looking letter.
Come in.
You wanted to see me?
Close the door.
A look of concern passes across Lisa Miller's face. She does as he bids, and then crosses the room to look down at Daniels.
The president is just asking me to resign.
What?
And I am going
going to comply with his request. I wanted to tell you personally before you found out from someone else.
I don't understand. Why are you going along with this? Why don't you just tell him that you refuse?
He has a tape of our conversation. The one where we conspired to commit perjury and he's threatening to use it against me unless I step down.
Oh my God.
Tom Lennox recorded it. Bottom line is, I'm not being given a choice here.
This is all my fault. If I hadn't asked you to lie about Karen Hayes, none of this would be happening.
You were just trying to protect me. I could have turned you down, but I didn't. Don't blame yourself.
He takes her hand.
Noah. I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say.
Ah, hell. At least we'll have a lot more time to spend together.
He strokes her face, which remains non-committal.
The president said to take a week. But I want this letter of resignation in his hands by the time he finishes his press conference. I am through in the loyal opposition.
Ladies and gentlemen, President of the United States.
Please, sit. First, I want to say that I'm grateful to report that Abu Fayed, the man responsible for these attacks, has been killed, and that all nuclear devices have been recovered. I want to take the time to acknowledge the brave
men and women in our various law enforcement agencies, and let us not forget our armed services. All these people have worked so hard to bring this crisis to an end. Their dedication, their perseverance is without equal.
Despite the brutality of these attacks, we did not allow the violence born of extremism to push us to extremes. And as Americans, we can and should take pride and comfort in that fact. Let me conclude by asking for your prayers tonight for all those who grieve this day, for all those whose lives have been shattered. Let us reach out and begin the process of rebuilding. Let us reach out and begin the process of national healing. Thank you. I'll take some of your questions now. Yes, Ian.
Mr. President, how certain are you that the crisis is in fact over? And that there are no more of these weapons on American soil.
Well, based on the intelligence that I've seen, I can say with full confidence, Ian, that the worst has passed, and that the individuals responsible for these attacks have been apprehended or else killed. Yes, Andrea.
Robin, sir.
Robin, yes, Robin, I'm sorry. It's been a very long day. Please, go ahead.
Mr. President, there are several thousand Muslim Americans still being held in detention facilities across the country. What's going to happen to these people?
I've already directed Homeland Security to begin dismantling these detention facilities. All detainees are to be released once the immediate crisis has passed. Excuse me. Now that the crisis has passed, we will be reviewing the situation regarding individuals that we have in custody. I'm sorry, I'm not being very clear. Let me say again regarding your question, Andrea. Robin, let me say again regarding your question that the detention facilities, we're going to...
Done!
Medical right away! Please move out!
Code 4, need emergency medical team to the press room. Get the people out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to clear this room. Please exit by the south door.
Vice President Daniels, watching Palmer's collapse from the back, quietly pockets his resignation letter under the gaze of Lisa, his Lady Macbeth. 11:47, end of part 3. Wayne Palmer is wheeled away. Daniels stands in the Oval Office. Dr. Welton enters agitatedly and hands a sheet of paper to Lisa Miller.
All signs indicate the president has suffered a cerebral hemorrhage brought on by injuries he sustained earlier in the day.
Meaning he never should have been brought out of the coma.
Look, however detrimental that decision was to his health, I'm confident that in light of his actions today, he would continue to support it.
I'm glad you're so confident, Karen, since it was your reckless action that resulted in his stroke.
Sir, it's unclear if the stroke was inevitable, but in any event, I'll take full responsibility.
Excuse me, now is not the time for recriminations, self-imposed or otherwise. The doctor, when will we know the extent of the damage and the prospects for recovery?
After the MRI. The president's being prepped for transport into Bethesda as we speak. Based on my impressions, the damage was severe. I don't think we can expect the president to regain consciousness anytime soon.
So it is incontestable Wayne Palmer won't be able to continue his duties as Commander-in-Chief.
Welton looks down at the floor. Karen Hayes looks towards Lisa.
There's no denying that this is a great tragedy for the nation and for those of us who know the president personally. Just take care of him, Doctor.
Of course. Excuse me.
Karen Hayes appears to wipe a tear from her eye as Dr. Welton leaves.
Notify the Senate and the House of the transfer of power and have the SecDef and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs authorize me under the 25th Amendment.
Yes, sir.
Have the Press Secretary issue a statement. President Palmer's been incapacitated. No need for alarm. Executive authority's been transferred to me. Our hopes and prayers are with him.
All right, sir.
And I'll also need you available to review everything on the president's agenda.
All right, sir.
Actually, there's something on the agenda I think you'll want immediate clarification on.
What's that?
Wayne Palmer just issued a finding allowing Jack Bauer to hand classified Russian technology over to the Chinese in exchange for the return of a covertly held hostage.
Can you explain this?
Yes, that was a personal request from Jack Bauer to the president. They have a long-standing relationship, and as Jack Bauer was largely responsible for recovering the suitcase nukes today, the president wanted to honor his service to this country.
Karen, I asked you to explain it, not excuse it.
Understood. Bauer has guaranteed that the technology will not fall into the hands of the Chinese. It will only be used to secure the hostage.
Incidentally, sir, the hostage in question is Audrey Raines, daughter of James Hiller.
Even Jack Bauer can't guarantee that outcome. Now, I am happy to honor Agent Bauer's service to this country, but not at the risk of giving classified technology to the Chinese and potentially damaging our relationship with Russia in the process. Tell CTU to stop Bauer immediately.
Sir, the president expressly...
That's all for now, Karen. You're too dumb.
Tom Lennox touches Karen on the shoulder and the pair leave the room together. Karen glances back and shakes her head. Lisa gazes sphinx-like at the grave-faced Daniels. In the corridor...
Less than a minute behind his desk, and he's already disregarding the president's wishes.
Nevertheless, we both share Daniel's unease in handing military secrets over to the Chinese.
I know, Tom, but that is not the point.
Here's the point. Daniels is now the acting president, whether we like it or not. I'm off to the hospital.
I'll see you there.
Karen steps to one side and dials out on her mobile. Bill Buchanan takes the call.
Buchanan.
Hi, it's me.
How's President Palmer?
Not good. The doctor says that he has a cerebral hemorrhage. They don't know the extent of the damage, but obviously he's not able to serve. Daniels is going to assume the office. And the first wave of his hand, he wants to stop Jack's operation. Jack has to return to CTU as soon as possible with the component.
Does the Vice President understand the circumstances under which Wayne Palmer agreed to this?
No. He's not that kind of a man. He doesn't operate in shades of gray.
Does he understand Jack's not going to give up without a fight?
You just have to get Jack back to CTU as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, I'll take care.
11:57. Bill addresses the team.
Listen up. The White House has ordered us to shut down Jack's operation. How far away are support teams?
6 miles.
Have them standing by, ready to move in. Contact CHP, have them set up roadblocks. Chloe, I want you to stand down on this operation.
Why?
You've shown me I can't trust you. Morris, you cover comm.
Jack's not going to go along with this.
I know.
Bill phones out. Doyle drives. In the passenger seat, Jack makes adjustments to a small device.
Doyle.
Mike, it's Bill. Can Jack hear you? Say yes or no.
Yes.
I'm going to change the profile. Noah Daniels is acting president. He wants the operation shut down and Jack brought back to CTU immediately.
Understood.
What's your current location?
We're about 2 miles east of the 180 interchange.
Okay, I need you to exit at the 70, make the first left. We'll have roadblocks set up with a backup team ready to take Jack into custody and recover the component.
All right, we'll do that.
We need to disarm Jack as quickly and quietly as possible before he finds out.
No problem. CTU's got a report from Caltrans. The 180 is closed due to high winds. Concerned about possible fallout. They want us to take 70 instead.
Fine. We should move.
Jack, what's the problem?
Earlier today, I shot my old partner, a friend of mine, because he tried to stop me from doing what I have to do. Don't think for a second I won't do that to you. Slowly, I want you to pull over. Now.
Doyle, at the point of Jack's gun, does as he is bid. Bill at CTU paces tensely. Lisa brings papers for Daniels to sign. They exchange a smile. Doyle continues driving. Jack stares at him, utterly serious. The large black vehicle slows as it pulls up a slope and off the road.
Take the keys out of the ignition, put them on the center console, and give me your phone.
Jack, you don't want to do this.
Jack gets out and, keeping Doyle in his sights, walks around to the driver's door.
Slowly get out of the truck. Back up towards the fence.
Jack, listen to me. Daniels is the acting president. He's the one who called this off.
Shut up and grab the fence.
This is going to end badly, Jack. You can't go against the White House. Jack! Jack!
Doyle turns around to see the large vehicle heading back down the slope towards the main road. 12 a.m. The end.
Further whopping revelations revealed, and a happy occasion for Sun and Jin turns sour in Brand New Lost. Up next on Sky One and Sky One HD. Over on Sky Movies Premiere, doing her best Evanescence impression, vamp Kate Beckinsale goes head to head with a new breed of evil in Underworld Evolution.